to the representative of the Ministry of Health. Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have been among the pioneering countries in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic according to swift measures in line with the international standards to protect human rights without discrimination, to provide a comprehensive health care to all sectors of society. And we have endorsed all the principles issued at the international level, such as the standards issued by the WHO and the OHCHR. We have organized more than 189 million COVID tests. We have also provided vaccinations to the citizens in 12 hospitals. We have also given daily reports to all citizens, and we have launched the national vaccination campaign in the workplace and other places. We have also given due attention to women, children, inmates, older persons, and persons with special needs. I would like also to mention some examples of policies and legislations in the health sector that we have passed recently, namely the national policy on mental health, vaccination, medication, and promoting our medical strategic stock. We have also adopted and modernized our legislations in terms of regulating the medical profession, pharmaceutical production, and others. We have also passed a law in 2020 which stipulates the importance of the family health, reproductive health, and early detection of diseases. In Article 14 of this law, which is a federal law, there is an article about the health of the older persons and how to preserve the welfare and the comprehensive care and environment for the older persons in ad hoc centers. In Article 5 of the same law, there was also a mention of the health of the persons of our people of determination to provide them with a comprehensive and holistic health care and environment. Thank you.